Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Matthew chapter 4, the story of Jesus' temptation. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those on page 5 in your bulletin. Do you remember the children's book, The Little Engine That Could? That's long been one of my favorite children's stories. It's about a train that is carrying gifts to the children on the other side of the mountain, and in the course of the trip, the train breaks down. The engine is no longer able to pull the train, and so then there is a need for a new engine. But for various reasons, several engines decline the opportunity to pull the train. And finally, the little blue engine agrees to give it a try. And so the little blue engine is hooked up to the big train, and those of you familiar with the story know what comes next. The little blue engine begins to pull and tug against the weight of that big train, and it says to itself, "I think I can, I think I can." And then as the train begins to move a little more rapidly, "I think I can, I think I can." And then as the train's moving along, "I think I can, I think I can." Until the train crests the ridge of the mountain. And then it's smooth sailing down to the village where the children are. And then the little blue engine says, "I thought I could, I thought I could." Arrives at the village. The children get their gifts, and everyone lives happily ever after. It's a pretty great story. It's often used to teach about the value of positive thinking and optimism and the value of hard work. But sometimes, positive thinking and optimism and trying hard just don't cut it. And one of those times is when we are being tempted. Even Jesus didn't respond to temptation that way. When Jesus is tempted by the devil, Jesus doesn't say to himself, "I think I can resist, I think I can resist." No, Jesus immediately turns to God's word. He turns to his heavenly Father. He says, "It is written," in response to the specific temptations that are thrown his way by the devil. Jesus turned to God and to God's word in the time of temptation. Self-esteem is good, to be sure, but Christ's esteem is essential. It's great to have a positive outlook and to place value in oneself and one's abilities, but always to remember that the most important thing is that you are loved by God, that Christ loves you and cares about you. We love because He first loved us. We have received the abundance of God's grace that Paul wrote about in our second scripture lesson this morning. We have received His free gift of righteousness. God loves you. And God invites you to come to Him at all times, including those times when you are struggling with temptation. The devil seeks to isolate us and to corner us, but Jesus invites us to come to Him. Our response to temptation is shaped by two realizations. I am weak. I am broken. God is strong. If I simply try to say no to temptation, if I just say to myself, I think I can resist, I think I can, well, at some point, that's going to fail. Because I am weak and I am broken, I am a sinful human being, and so are you. The answer to temptation is not try harder. The reality is, I am weak, but He is strong. You and I need to turn to God in those times of temptation, not eventually, not as a last resort, but right away, to turn to God and to rely on God's strength, to rely on the power of God who is with us always. Because He is strong, because He gives me strength, because He gives you and me the power to resist the temptations of the devil. About a month ago, we rolled out our new Life Measures assessment. Hopefully some of you are familiar with that. The idea of the Life Measures assessment is for us to focus more attention on discipleship and especially to think about how we might grow as disciples of Jesus. Members, if you haven't checked that out yet, I encourage you to do so on the Trinity Cloud. One of the areas of that assessment is study of God's Word. Is being in God's Word a vital part of my walk with Jesus? After all, how am I going to be strong in God's Word? How am I going to be able to say it is written if I don't know what God's Word says? Or if God's Word is at best an occasional part of my faith journey? There is strength in God's Word. Strength for daily living. Strength for us to be able to live more and more like Jesus. And strength to resist temptation. Equally important in that assessment is another area that's called application of grace. Do I recognize those places where I am most vulnerable, where I am most broken, where I most need God's healing gospel? You see, and you already know this, it is at those places of brokenness in our lives that the devil launches his attack. He doesn't issue some sort of generic one-size-fits-all temptation. No, he tailors that temptation to those places of brokenness in each of our lives. And that's why we need that sweet gospel of Jesus Christ. That sweet gospel that fills that brokenness in our lives with God's grace and forgiveness, that brings us that abundance of God's grace, that brings healing to our lives. It is in those broken places that the battle is joined. And it is in those broken places in Jesus Christ that the victory is won. It is written in Isaiah chapter 43, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. Those words were first spoken collectively to God's Old Testament people, but they certainly and wonderfully apply to you and me individually as well. God says to you, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. Thank God that He has claimed you and me as His own children in the waters of baptism, that He loves us with an everlasting love, that He promises He will always be by our side, that He will never leave us or forsake us. Rejoice that again and again God pours out upon you the abundance of His grace. And when temptation comes, and it most certainly will, again and again, don't turn inward. Don't say, well, I think I can, I think I can. No. Remember, I am weak, but He is strong. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Our fourth and fifth graders, for their faith milestone, will be leading us in saying the Apostles'